In this bulletin, the federal government is set to announce a boost to mental health services. In the US, senior Trump officials have rallied around the president following the release of a book which paints a damaging picture of the leader. And Australia is on the cusp of a 4-0 Ashes series win over England. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer. The federal government is set to announce later today a $110 million package to fight anxiety and depression among young people. Beyond Blue's education drive will be given a $46 million boost, and teachers will be given advice to identify mental health issues in the classroom. Health Minister Greg Hunt has told the Herald Sun newspaper the initiatives will help schools and communities support the well-being and mental health of children. Opposition Deputy Leader Tanya Plibersek says the party supports any measures to strengthen the mental resilience of young people.
We know that young people are feeling a lot of pressure today. There are a lot of pressures on young people that didn't exist when I was a school kid, and a lot of that relates to the sort of social media pressure that that young people are putting on themselves and on each other. So I think schools being able to help children build resilience and good mental health is a good thing.
Senior administration officials have rallied around United States President Donald Trump following the release of a book that raises doubts over his mental health. Michael Wolff's book, Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House, paints a damaging portrait of the US president. But Central Intelligence Agency Chief Michael Pompeo has told Fox News Trump is mentally fit, and he criticized the portrayal in Mr. Wolff's book as pure fantasy.
I'm with the president nearly every day. He engages in a way that shows his understanding of the complexity. He asks really hard questions. He delivers policy outcomes based on the information that we provide him. My observation of the president is that, we deal in serious matters and that this book is in no way that.
32 people are missing after an oil tanker collided with a cargo ship off China's east coast near Shanghai. The oil tanker caught fire after the crash and has been burning for nearly 24 hours. It was reportedly carrying 136,000 tons of Iranian oil to South Korea, raising concerns the oil could pour into the water or be ignited. China's state media is reporting an operation is underway to rescue the crew members, believed to be 30 Iranians and 2 Bangladeshis. Rescuers saved the 21 crew members of the other ship involved. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad will run for the country's leadership once more. Malaysia's opposition coalition has named the 92-year-old as its prime ministerial candidate in this year's general election. Mahathir Mohamad will contest the position in a bid to oust Prime Minister Najib Razak. A general election must be called by August. Rohingya Muslim rebels say they have no option but to fight what they call Myanmar state-sponsored terrorism to defend their community. It comes after Rohingya rebels attacked an army truck in Myanmar's restive Rakhine state, wounding 5 soldiers. The Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army launched raids on Myanmar security forces in August last year, sparking major violence and the exodus of 650,000 Rohingya to Bangladesh. The United Nations has condemned the Myanmar military campaign as ethnic cleansing. To cricket, Australia is on the cusp of a 4-0 Ashes series win after dominating day 4 of the 5th test in Sydney. England crumbled to 4 for 93 at stumps on Sunday, requiring a further 210 runs to make Australia bat again. The Marsh brothers, Sean and Mitch, both hit over a century of runs, celebrating together on the field as Sean Marsh brought up his 100. He says it was a special moment.
You know, being out there and sharing each other's emotions, and when we got to 100 was, extremely happy, and it will certainly be a day that we won't forget.
Nick Kyrgios has won the Brisbane International Tennis title, his first title since 2016. The 22-year-old staved off the United States' Ryan Harrison to win in straight sets 6-4, 6-2. He becomes the second Australian champion in the tournament's 10-year history after Leighton Hewitt in 2014. Kyrgios praised his coach after the match.
I want to congratulate my coach, Matt Reed. He does more than that. He's my best friend. He's pretty much my team, and he keeps me motivated, and he travels with me, and he doesn't get the credit that he deserves.
The triumph lifts Kyrgios to number 17 in the world ahead of the Australian Open, due to start next Monday. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 33. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 27. Monday, partly cloudy, 23. Hobart, showers, 25. Canberra, showers, 32. Wollongong, cloudy, 30. Sydney, partly cloudy, 33. Newcastle, partly cloudy, also 33. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 32. Cairns, showers, 30. And Darwin, rain, storm likely, 32. I'm Michelle Rimmer. Stay connected with SBS News online and on social.